Well, for us as activists on the ground, this has been a continued work that we have been doing instead in case of breaking the blockade and ending the siege on Gaza. As you know, that Gaza has been under blockade and siege by the Israeli apartheid regime for 18 years now. So we've had numerous flotillas dating back as far as 2010, which, as you would know, that many were attacked and we lost some comrades from that experience. But of recent times, we also tried with the Freedom Flotilla in Istanbul to sail, whereas we were denied an opportunity to take over 5,000 tons of humanitarian aid to Gaza by the Turkish port authorities. But what finally was the nail on the coffin was the withdrawal of the Guinea-Bissau flag, which we were utilizing on our ship as an ally to the Zionist regime. So since then, we have been crisscrossing the globe trying to find a flag that we can utilize. Having failed doing so, we came together under the Global March to Gaza, mobilizing mobilizing over 4,000 activists to come to Cairo from 80 different countries. We wanted to have the humanitarian aid flow freely into Gaza. So our intention was to get to the Rafah border crossing. Again, we were denied that by the Egyptian authorities. In this regard, the Freedom Flotilla, the Global March to Gaza, including the Sumud convoy, which had also mobilized over 7,000 activists to join us for the Rafah border crossing, who were denied entry into Egypt, have also come on board. So you have three initiatives that have come together under the broad banner of the global Sumud flotilla, which sailed on Sunday the 31st from Barcelona. We have had strong winds that have posed challenges on the sea, which we might be losing a day or two. But many of us coming from South Africa have already left for training in Tunisia, where we will be joining the flotilla on the Thursday, the 4th. We are hopeful that we will all be on international waters by the 5th of September.
Manla, can we just get some insight in regards to the logistics of the humanitarian aid and as well the reality of the flotilla? You've mentioned, of course, the history in terms of stretching back to 2010, but we also know that since 2010, there have been numerous attempts to break through the blockade, and at every single instance, Israel has either intercepted or has in some sense intervened. I'm trying to understand then the way forward for, in this instance. I understand as well that this is something that is necessary, something that is required to assist our brothers and sisters in Palestine, in Gaza. But at the same time, I'm trying to understand the way forward in this respect, given the history of the flotilla.
Well, we have had to prepare ourselves immensely for this trip from previous experiences. Like I say, with the Freedom Flotilla, we were prevented from sailing with the flag withdrawn. So preparing for this global Sumud flotilla, we had to get smaller boats. We don't require flags. So many of the solidarity groups and various countries were requested to get smaller boats, which will not be needing the utilization of any flag. In this regard, South Africa, we were able to procure a boat out of Tunisia, which carries about 10 people. That is three crew members with seven passengers. So we will be able to join the activists from the 44 countries out of Tunisia. But also in there, we've had to bring journalists to ensure that we document every incident that occurs out of the boat. So we have had to bring in extra media equipment to ensure that there is nothing that is not showcased to the global community, because we know the propaganda that is always utilized by the apartheid Israel regime. We have also brought in doctors who are much needed in assisting our brothers and sisters in Gaza. As you would know that all the hospitals that stood before have all been bombed and destroyed. So we have needed to bring in a lot of medical experienced people.
Yeah.
Of which we have also asked our activists to bring in the much needed humanitarian aid in terms of food for babies and children, as well as the broader community, because we want to make sure that we have a real meaningful impact onto the community and the people of Gaza.
Indeed. Sir, unfortunately, truly unfortunate, because I would have loved to have this conversation go even longer, given the importance of this event, but we do not have the time. However, I want to say that shukran to you for coming on board and having this conversation with us. And we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects you and grants you success on this very vital mission that serves only the purpose of benefiting our Muslim brothers and sisters and all the inhabitants of the Gaza Strip. Shukran so much for coming on board, and shukran for all your good work.
Oh, thank you. Shukran.